It was not going to be a big deal because his consciousness was in a good state. So, you know, like...
I'm sorry, I hadn't turned on, so we actually missed the first part. I was subtracted. So, who have you got on the table here right now?
This is Yuri from where? Ukraine?
Ukraine,
they build them very strong in Ukraine.
So you were saying something about that when you make your adjustments, that if a person is in a good frame of mind, that things, your job is easier.
Yeah, what happens is they don't resist nearly as much. Their body, they don't lock into patterns as easy because they're more, well, with him I know that he, just by the tonicity of his body, that he could surrender a lot easier than somebody who's really locked into a certain way of thinking and not wanting to get out of it or so on and so forth. So whenever issues come up, he could bounce off of them a lot faster. And so if there is an injury that would happen, it could be not as a big deal. It could pass through as opposed to being blocked or and intensifying and magnifying into one spot until...
If somebody is really a happy person in a good consciousness, are they going to have less of a chance of having injury? Or, I mean, they are here for 10 days.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah, I'm not saying that they... I'm not comparing it to one person versus another. You know, if depending on their body, their predispositions with their previous injuries and so on, there could be these factors that come into play. You know, it's a really intense race and all that, so there might be injuries. I'm not saying that. But who they are in the face of these injuries helps them surpass them a lot faster. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. A lot of your people on the table don't speak a language you understand, but you're still able to... do your magic. How does that work?
Well, the body has a language of its own, so I just talk to the body through my hands. And, you know, once in a while we need to have specific instructions like breathe in and breathe out, and by mimicking these postures, like, or telling them what to do by demonstration, it's done relatively easily.
Now, Yuri's been here for a few years, and so have you worked on him before?
Yeah, I have.
And have you noticed any difference over the years that he's been doing these things?
Oh, gosh. You know, if my memory was photographic, I could have told you. But I'm not. There's so many people I'm serving throughout the years that it's a little hard. But right now, today, I could tell you that he's got a good consciousness. If there is an injury, it's not like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, this too shall pass. And then he does what he needs to in order.
Well, why would he have come off the track to see you right now? I mean, if there's no real injury... is there something you're doing for him now that...
We're providing better body mechanics, so he'll have a sense of feeling lighter, which gives him more endurance with the tracks, and so on and so forth. He definitely breathes a lot easier after the service.
So breathing, folks, is a lot, you know, it's kind of important.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, it's for him, it is 8 days into it, and he has... 2 more days of running. If you had adjusted him 7 days ago or 6 days ago, would you have seen some kind of changes in him that would have come specifically just from running here?
7 days ago, if I was to serve him, I would expect him just his body getting more adapted to the field. Like, you know, in the other races that you guys have, like the 3100, like the first 10 days or the first 5 days, they're all about adapting into the environment and their body getting into the race. So... I could picture a little more resistance because the body had to adapt a lot more, whereas like later on, like day six, their body's really into it already, and they're used to the rhythm of the little sleep, the intense running, the intense conditions of the nature and all that.
Well, he's in a very tight race in what he's doing, and he's very calm and he's not getting anxious about going out there. It makes your job easier, but... Will he need another adjustment in the next couple of days, or would you suggest it that he needs something?
I suggest in a race like this, as many times as there's a chiropractor here, come and get adjusted. Because there could be like one little thing that can make such a big difference for the person. And it can make everything go much more smoother for that person throughout the day. So absolutely. We're only here, like even if it's once a day, you know, these guys are running like... I don't know, 16 hours, 17 hours, something ridiculous, right? So within those times, a lot of things could happen. Absolutely, I would suggest that.
Well, how long have you been here today?
I came here somewhere around 12:30, and I haven't been stopping ever since. I don't know what time it is. I think it's like close to 5, right?
Something like that. So, for Gorish, by the time he leaves here, what kind of experience have you had?
By the time I leave here?
Yeah, today.
Oh, it's always very rewarding serving these guys. I get a lot out of it. It's meaningful for me, and my whole purpose here is to serve. I mean, like, not here in this race, but just in life. So I'm kind of fulfilling my mission here by coming here and serving people.
At the end of day 10 at noontime, when it's all over with, happy, sad, indifferent, or let's just move on to the next project?
After the race?
Yeah. After 12 noon on Saturday, when the last guy...
Uh-huh. Well, I'm always looking forward to the next project, that's for sure. So probably the next one would be the 3100. But, you know, you always come here, you meet a lot of wonderful, wonderful people with great inspiration and aspiration. And so it's very, very fulfilling. Just meeting the people, regardless of the service, that alone is very rewarding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.